Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Kurt sent me a note out of Colorado, and it's a story that has some familiar things in it that I recognize, but it's an interesting one from KDVR. Officer under investigation over questioned DUI arrests. The officer arrested people, said that they were operating DUI, and it turns out that when they had their blood tested, they had 0.0 in their systems. And now courts have even said that this police officer basically lacks credibility. And that's putting it nicely. Rob Lowe wrote the story for KDVR. Out of Fort Collins, Colorado, when the problem solvers, the TV station first interviewed Fort Collins resident Harris Elias about his December 2021 arrest for driving under the influence, the team never guessed the story would get to be so big. His DUI charge would be dismissed a month later when blood results showed no alcohol or drugs in his system. He said, "I really honestly would love to know how many times this happens to other people." Well, it turns out that it involves a Fort Collins police officer, and so far it's happened to at least 10 people. Fort Collins police admit that the officer made 8 DUI arrests in 2021 and another in 2022 where the blood results showed no alcohol, no drugs. No alcohol, no drugs. In some cases, the blood tests were conducted even after the suspect's breath showed 0 blood alcohol content on the breathalyzer. So he pulls you over for a bogus reason, claims he's got a bogus reason to give you a breathalyzer. You blow a 0. He has your blood tested. That's 0. And you still get arrested. That's his police officer's MO. The case of Harley Padilla is number 10. Now, he's not included among the 9 cases that Fort Collins police have acknowledged because the man did have THC in his system. But the THC was at a level below that necessary to actually be breaking the law. Plus, he had a medical marijuana card. But he said they still said they felt suspicious when I haven't smoked in over 12 hours. Now, a Larimer County judge found that Padilla was not guilty of DUI. And in her verdict, she wrote, "The court finds that Officer Haferman lacks credibility. His testimony was inconsistent. It changed course on several of the key facts. Some of his testimony is not supported by the evidence. In fact, some of it was contrary to the evidence." When a judge calls out a police officer in a written opinion, that is a very serious issue because they rarely do that. Padilla was pulled over in February of 2021 after the officer accused him of swerving while driving. The judge noted that the camera video did not show excessive swerving. "It just showed that he was lying. He had no business pulling me over," Padilla said. The 50-year-old man is severely disabled from a previous motorcycle accident and speaks with a whisper through his throat because he has no larynx. And the judge noted that the prosecution argued that the man's speech and language were an indicator of impairment, not noticing that it was actually the result of a physical injury. Now, his attorney said, "I don't think Harley has the capacity to slur words. His speech is through his throat. It's not across his lips and tongue." And his attorney is Troy Krenning. Troy Krenning is a guy I've met. Very, very nice guy. The reason I met him is I wrote a book about Timothy Masters called Drawn to Injustice. And that whole story took place largely in Fort Collins. And one of the people that I talked to when writing the book with Timothy was Troy Krenning. And Troy Krenning was a Fort Collins PD officer at the time of the murder that's the subject of the book, Drawn to Injustice. And in later years, Troy became an attorney. So I was doing research on the book with Tim. I went to Colorado. We went and visited a bunch of places and people, and we had dinner with Troy Krenning. And I had a fascinating conversation with this guy because this guy was a police officer involved in the investigation of the murder that's at the center of that case. And he later became an attorney. And so I'm an attorney. And it was just fascinating to talk to the guy about the insights he had because he was there and knew about the investigation from the inside. But now as an attorney, he was explaining it to me in language that he and I shared. So Krenning is a former Fort Collins police officer. He said his old department needs to terminate Haferman. He wants the cop fired. "I think he should be fired. I don't think he should ever be allowed to testify in a courtroom again." Unable to pay his $1,000 bond because of economic status, Padilla sat in jail for a year waiting for trial. 1 year. Now, another guy was arrested, 36-year-old Derek Groves, spent one night in jail, but said that was too many. When you're an innocent person, it's not where you want to be. The man had been in an accident with his Tesla, but he said he'd been distracted by his cell phone. But during the trial, it came out that the police officer's body camera showed the officer telling the man, "Your pupils are different sizes, but your eyes are doing different things. They're not necessarily tracking." Groves' attorney said the body camera video completely contradicts what the man is saying. The police officer just says stuff. And he says, "We're seeing this investigation unfold in real time, in which the officer is essentially fabricating what he's observing in order to support probable cause to make an arrest." The DUI charge against that man was dismissed earlier this month when the blood results came back showing no alcohol, no drugs. 0.0. "I think he should be relieved of his job or not be a police officer anymore," said Groves, who added that he plans to sue the Fort Collins Police Department. And so this story is several pages long and goes through all these cases where this one particular officer will pull somebody over, claim he had a reason to do it, then claim he's got a reason to breathalyze him, then claim he's got a reason to do a blood test. And despite all of that, at least 10 times, the people come back 0.0 on alcohol. And the question is, why is this man still a police officer? And why would anybody believe him? Well, as you might know, if a police officer has issues with telling the truth, and it comes to the attention of the prosecutors are required by law to notify defense attorneys that, by the way, we've discovered this officer is not trustworthy. So the Larimer County District Attorney sent a letter to defense attorneys across Fort Collins acknowledging that the judge found Haferman to lack credibility in the Padilla case. But Larimer County District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin has not placed Haferman on the state's Brady list, which tracks officers deemed to be untrustworthy and are rarely then called on to testify as a result. So the letter shared with defense attorney states, "The district attorney has not concluded this officer's testimony was incredible, nor that any disclosure would be necessary based on his testimony alone." So that's where they think they're drawing the line, but that's an issue. If a judge has actually come out and said, "I found this officer not just to be wrong, but he's actually contradicting the truth." Like, you have to understand that the judge is not going to come out and go, "He's a filthy, rotten liar." The judge is going to say things like, "He's contradicting the truth. What he's stating, you know, what he's stating is the opposite of reality." Okay? So that is a pretty damning thing. And as you can imagine, that officer testifying anywhere, it should be called into question. So the DA says it hasn't quite hit that level yet. But to the DA's credit, despite having not hit that level yet, did send out the letter and say, "By the way, this one judge has found this officer's testimony incredible." And by the way, that's one of those words that we have to mention. There are words that people use, and I don't think it means what you think it means. There are words that people use that have taken on secondary meanings, okay? And one of them is the word incredible. And in a legal sense, credibility is talking about how believable, how trustworthy somebody is. If someone tells you something and they are credible, it means that you can probably trust what they're telling you. At least they believe it's true, and they might have a good basis for believing it's true. When somebody is found to be incredible, it literally means that they're not believable, they're not trustworthy. What they're telling you probably isn't true, or if it's true, it's just happenstance, but it's not something that they're good at. So the word incredible in this sense literally means not credible, not amazing or astounding, because there are people who would look at a sunrise and go, "Oh, that's incredible. Oh, that's incredible. I watched this movie. It was incredible, incredible." And incredible's taken on that usage, but in the legal sense, it literally means that this police officer is not trustworthy. He's not believable. And when you get on the stand and swear to tell the truth, whether you do it with the Bible or not, if you raise your hand and affirm to tell the truth, when a court says, oh, by the way, that guy is incredible, and he raises his hand, that means you can pretty much take it or leave it. Might not be true. The guy, whether he's capable of it or not, we don't know. But the problem is that we don't know whether he's saying stuff that's credible or not, because he is, in fact, incredible. And I hate to beat on that to such an extent, except that it's so important. It really is. Because for the judge to come out and write what she wrote in this case indicates that the court saw enough to go, okay, this guy, what he's testifying to is not true, and he may have made some of it up, which is really, really bad. Because remember that when you swear or affirm to tell the truth, there are penalties for not telling the truth. And so nowhere in the story does it mention if the officer was ever sanctioned or punished for getting on the stand and testifying to things that were not true. And the question is, and I'm being honest here, does the police officer believe what he's saying? Or does the police officer know he's making stuff up? Remember George Costanza said, it's not a lie if you believe it. And I know that was a joke, but I've met people who say things that are not true that they believe. Is it possible that this cop is so gung-ho that he believes these people were DUI with 0.0% alcohol and drugs in their system? It's possible he believes that, in which case he shouldn't be a police officer either. So I would agree with my buddy Troy Krenning. Had dinner with him once, that counts, right? And say that that man should no longer be a police officer. We'll see what happens. But as of right now, there are 10 cases that they can point to and say, this guy pulled people over, charged them, arrested them. One guy spent a year in jail, 0.0 in the bloodstream. So officer under investigation over questioned DUI arrests. Rob Lowe wrote that for KDVR and Kurt Sennett. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Exploration is curiosity put into action.